STP in the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS. Sports on tap Sunday mornings. That's what we do here at KLOS with JD and the Bush. And what was the real official answer? We kind of blew off the Bushka fact because I said a long time.
Which it was, so I thought you were correct. Yeah, so it was actually 32 years, though, which is me love you long time. 32 years, yes, that the Saints, it took them to win their first playoff game. Yeah, the two expansion teams of 95, we told you, it was Carolina and Jacksonville, took them two.
2 years.
Yeah, and then took the Saints 35 years. That, they were the Aints for the longest time. Fans used to go where, remember, bags over their heads. They used to put the old brown lunch bags.
What? Let's turn this into a bet here. RJ Bell, founder of pregame.com, going to join us right now. And I'm going straight to the thing here. If somebody told you when they started a franchise, RJ, it's going to take this team 30 years to win a title, would you take that bet?
I would say that it would happen quicker, but I would still take the franchise if I could, even if I wasn't winning those games.
Well, you got a new franchise there in Las Vegas, and they're off to a pretty good start in the NHL, aren't they?
Yeah, for sure. You know, in general, you know, different towns are, let's say, not as passionate about hockey, but I think being the first professional franchise, mm-hmm. Vegas has a lot of passion for the Knights.
Yeah. RJ Bell is the guy, the exclusive odds provider for the Associated Press and founder of pregame.com. He's also got a great podcast over at Podcast One, The Dream Preview. You can find out stuff that you want to know about college football, about pro football, even about baseball. What about what's the temperature on betting baseball here now that we're into the championship round?
You know, there's more than the regular season, but it's a money line sport. And people can understand, oh, Patriots favored by 9. People understand that.
Yeah.
But when they say Yankees are minus 200, they don't understand that instinctually as well. So some baseball betting, but not near as much as football.
So it doesn't mean bet your $200,000 house on the Yankees? That's not what that means.
Well, if you do, you win a $100,000 place in the back for Cato. And, you know.
Absolutely. Hey, Steelers and the Chiefs, all right? JD and I are differing on this. He says, look, the Steelers, when they have their backs against the wall, they always rise up. I said Big Ben is long in the tooth. I like Mark Malone or Neil O'Donnell better at this point in their career. Chiefs are going to win this game. Big Ben's going to cry, say that he's hurt. He's actually going to retire after this game. Do you have an odd up there if Big Ben retires, and if so, I want in.
How about Bubby Brister? Bubby Brister.
Bubby. Versus... Anybody's name Bubby, you gotta love that.
No, I did not love it as a fan, let's say that. You guys have just encapsulated the debate in this game. On one hand, the Pittsburgh fans are like, hey, bounce back, we were embarrassed, we're a very talented
Twice.
Team, mm-hmm. It's just about focus, right? That's one side of the debate. The other side, and that's the side I'm on, the other side is Kansas City is simply a more consistent team and is certainly good enough to beat Pittsburgh. So I actually like Kansas City here, favored by 3.5.
So to cover that even, so not only to win, but to cover that.
Yeah, well, remember, home field in the NFL is worth 3.
3 points.
So this is saying KC's just a smidge better. This is an undefeated team, KC, against a Steeler team that was embarrassed against the Jags, embarrassed against the Bears, mm-hmm. and that's all just in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah. All right, let's go to a game that a lot of people around these parts are very interested in, and that's the Chargers going up to the Raiders. I mean, Derek Carr playing with his broken bone in his back. I mean, this is some scary stuff. I don't think I want to gamble this one at all. And, you know, historically, are the Chargers and Raiders a good bet?
Yeah, you know, sometimes what you'll get, and you ask a good question, is certain teams that do well against other mm-hmm. teams, and sometimes in certain venues. So, for example, the Packers have done well visiting Minnesota, right? That's a game to look at today. I think whenever a quarterback comes back, we think about it as an A or a B. He either plays or he doesn't play. I don't think that's right. I think it should be he doesn't play. He plays, and what percentage of performance can we expect from him if he plays? Carr was on the border of not playing. When someone decides over the weekend to play Sunday, it's a sign they're pretty hurt. I think the market has assumed he's going to be 100%. I don't think Carr is. the Raiders have not been playing well, I would lean towards the Chargers.
Not only that, too, what's the over-under on how many Vicodin he takes during the game that we catch for his pain to manage the back? I'm thinking five?
You know, listen, we're Vegas. You need the online books. The online books will put a total on anything for you.
All right, including Vicodin.
You got one of those you run? You run everything else?
Stop
a podcast? You got a cookbook coming out? I mean, cooking the books with RJ.
Well, my cookbook is just giving you takeout menus. That's
go here, go there. Five star on Yelp.
Hey, let's talk about a collision course here. The Rams are going to play a very improved Jacksonville Jaguar defense. Now, we understand that they're better against the pass, really good against the pass, not so much against the run, but the Rams would rather run the ball than pass the ball anyway. What do you think of this one? I think this is, it's interesting that the Rams are actually getting 2.5 points, but they're on the road to Jacksonville. What do you see here, RJ?
This is a pros versus Joes. The Joes, the recreational bettors, they're looking at Jacksonville's record. They're saying, hey, maybe the Rams, they've been lucky this year. They've been betting the recreational people, Jacksonville. The pros betting the Rams here. I think you touched on it. It's about the Rams' ability to both run and pass. Jacksonville does not do well against the run at all. And by the way, on the flip side, offensively, Jacksonville loves to run, and they run well, but they can't pass. I don't think a one-dimensional team is beating the Rams, and the pros agree with me. This line has been bet down. You mentioned Jacksonville 2.5. Down to one, and I like the Rams with the pros.
He's the odds maker in Vegas. He's RJ Bell from pregame.com. Check him out. He helps you plan for your kids' college education by taking his picks each and every week here on 95.5 KLOS. Hey, I want to ask you this here. The Buccaneers are brutal, period, and even on the road they haven't won. They're a point-and-a-half favorite. Arizona picks up Adrian Peterson. I like that fit. What are the chances he can even rush for 80 yards in this game, and then what are the chances you'd ever let him watch your kids?
Here's the good thing about that college education. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. California has free college, right?
Uh-huh.
So
do they?
If we win, you go to Harvard, and if you lose, you just
go to Santa Monica College.
That's not so bad. I actually think this is the worst week of the year for Arizona. Here's why.
Whoa.
They've lost multiple running backs.
Yeah.
They traded for Peterson. Now, I think Peterson is going to do just fine for the rest of the year. But this first week, he doesn't even know the offense yet.
True.
So what's probably going to happen is they'll have 6 or 8 plays for him. He'll get to stretch his legs. But in general, this is a team that the Cardinals won't run effectively because they don't have any good backs. Their main back, other than Peterson, only has 13 carries on the season.
You're not a receiver. You're a running back here. Aiden, I'm going to give you the ball. Wherever there's a hole, find it. I mean, how hard
can
the NFL playbook be for the running backs?
I'm sure you've had girls at bars say, that must be easy on the radio, right?
Well,
you probably correct them, don't you?
I don't pay attention when it comes to stuff like that. It's all the same when you turn the lights off. So, you know, that's a whole different odds-making game we're playing.
But somehow you got to tell them a story how you're a big radio guy to get the lights off.
That's exactly how he gets the lights off.
I do, and then I show them JD's picture. They're like, nice ponytail. And I go, yeah, baby, yeah.
All right, look, I see one more thing in the rundown here, RJ, I got to talk about because I got to know if this is a good bet. You say there's historically bad numbers in the Cleveland games. Matter of fact, DeShone Kizer's quarterback rating of 49 is the worst this century, worse than Jimmy Clausen, worse than Ryan Leaf, worse than Jamarcus Russell. Does that mean that the Browns are good to bet against?
That's like the FBI 10 most wanted right there, right?
It is.
A bad quarterback. Here's what I'll say. It's the opposite because now Kizer's out and they're bringing in their backup. Hogan's his name. And whenever you hear backup, you think, oh, that's a downgrade. Actually, in Vegas, we consider Hogan to be an upgrade. And the biggest bet of the week by the pros so far has been the Browns. This game, I bet it at 10, Browns plus 10. It's now down to 7.5. Browns are getting bet like crazy.
Wow.
And on the flip side, on favors, the Falcons are getting bet like crazy. It opened at 9, the Falcons, and it's up to 13 over the Dolphins.
Amazing stuff. If you want to know more, you can follow him on Twitter at RJ in Vegas or check out the Dream Preview podcast over on Podcast One. Good for pros and sports and Joes and everybody else. RJ, thanks for the info this morning. We'll talk to you next week.
And a few jokes. Thanks, guys.
That's right. Always a good couple of laughs from RJ Bell every week.
We're not having fun. It's what, 8:30 in the morning on a Sunday. If you can't have fun, I don't know what you can do.
Let's go ahead and do this. Coming up here, you know, we've got maybe a turn of fortunes for Ezekiel Elliott and his suspension. Again. We'll get Drew Sherman on here in a couple minutes, see if we can figure that out. It's coming up. Sports on Tap on 95.5 KLOS. Great New York band out of Long Island, BOC, Blue Oyster Cult.
Blue Oyster Cult.
And Don't Fear the Reaper. I mean, you were playing mean cowbell. Rob was going at it with the air cowbell. I mean, he looked like Will Ferrell over there.
I thought the Rocky Mountain Oysters, man. That's what I call them. That's my kind of band, man. Oysters, baby?
Rocky Mountain Oysters.
Yeah. Come on, man. That's what it is.
You probably eat that stuff, don't you?
Who wouldn't? I mean, come on.
Oh.
Oysters is a seafood delicacy.
Crazy,
I grew
polar
up.
Bear Canadian son of a gun.
And I drink moose milk.
You. Yeah, you do.
It's a great cowbell, though.
Yeah, nice cowbell work on that last one, though. You did a great job. Hey, you know what? Always a chance for us to try and help out every once in a while. Before we get Drew Sherman on, I know he's ready to go here and talk about Ezekiel Elliott. But, you know, there's been so many disasters, and the wildfires that are going on here. We've had some little ones down here in Southern California compared to what's going on in Northern California. It's out of control. You want a way to help, an easy way to help? You can donate $10 by texting the word Red Cross to, and here's the number. All you got to do is put in Red Cross and text it to 90999, okay? 90999 to Red Cross. Make a $10 donation. It really helps some folks out.
Yeah, the people up in Calistoga and people up there in the Sonoma area. I mean, you think you had a tough week at work. You know, you're losing your home and everything else up there.
My cousin was on vacation in Michigan when the place went up in flames. She goes, I have no idea what I'm coming home to. All I know is my neighbors say the power's out, the gas is turned off, and you got to have ID to get into the neighborhood. So she's coming back to a real mess. So wish the best for her and everybody up there. All right, roll me a little Raider music so we can get these shows Tricky Mouthpiece Attorney to join us. Good morning, Drew Sherman.
Morning, gentlemen. How are you?
All I heard was mouthpiece.
Fabulous. Fabulous.
You know, I have a fever and I need cowbell. I need more cowbell.
You do.
Hey, I don't think anyone really knows right now at this moment. I'm looking at the very latest from NBC Sports where Rob and I do our day jobs. 9:44 Eastern, that's 6:44 our time. The latest is that the NFL and NFL Players Association are waiting for U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit to clarify whether Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott is or isn't suspended pending the exercise of his right to petition the Fifth Circuit for a rehearing, and a separate court case arising from the Elliott suspension awaits after that. What's it all mean, Basil? Huh?
Well, I can tell you what this all means. If the court of the appellate opinion that was just issued the other day stands, he doesn't even have a case that's active right now, Ezekiel Elliott, because I've seen the blurbs that says that, you know, the injunction has been removed, that he can play, that the injunction said that he can play has been removed, but it says more than that. Actually, what they are saying is that he never had the right to file a lawsuit at the time that he did. Procedure is very key in litigation. You will win or lose based on procedure, and the problem is that his team, or the NFLPA really, filed their lawsuit before the arbitrator had issued their opinion, and because the ruling had not come down from the arbitrator, they did not have jurisdiction in order to file that lawsuit. Therefore, the case has been not only just the injunction taken off, but the case has been dismissed with instructions from the appellate court down to the Eastern District of Texas to actually dismiss the action. There is no action right now as it stands today from the NFLPA against the NFL. That lawsuit is done.
This whole thing's stupid. I think the problem here, Drew, what we're getting at is that it's in the Fifth Circuit. I mean, why not take it to the Sixth or Seventh Circuit? You think you'll have better luck?
Well, no, you can't just choose your jurisdiction there, Ron. What you got to do is they should be in New York, and that's where they're going to have to go. The NFLPA is going to have to go to New York because that's where the collective bargaining agreement dictates the jurisdiction to be. They had to do in the Eastern District of Texas because that's where Dallas is located. I practiced in the Eastern District of Texas in a little town called Marshall. It is like the Wild Wild West out there. They do exactly whatever they want. That's kind of what they do.
Hey, how long are we until we get a Twitter poll? Thumbs up, thumb down. Should Zeke play or not? And just let the public decide. Give him like an hour window.
You know what? It's going to be forever because the public's not going to decide. The courts are not going to give up that kind of authority.
Unless they're in the Fifth Circuit.
The men and women in the black robes, they have too much power. Believe me, they have too much power.
So, once again, after all of that, I'm going to ask again, what's it all mean, Basil? I mean, is he going to play next week?
He still
or not?
Didn't tell us yet. He's billing us for this whole conversation.
He bills us for the whole show every time. 2 hours every week.
Well, I got to prep, you know. So, Zeke is not going to be playing. I mean, they're trying to get an in-bank rehearing, which means that you're rather than three appellate judges, they're trying to get all the judges that sit for the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals to hear this case. It is rare. It is only for very important decisions. And I'll put it to you like this. They denied Tom Brady the in-bank rehearing. I don't think they're going to give it to Zeke Elliott.
Okay.
So the bottom line is that they're going to either have to go up to the Supreme Court, you know, challenge the appellate court's ruling with the United States Supreme Court, and I think they have bigger things to worry about, or they're going to have to refile it somewhere, probably in the Southern District of New York and New York City, federal courts there, and try it again. It's, you know, if you go to the home turf of the NFL, I don't know how good you're going to get a decision when you come from Dallas, district courts in Dallas.
Well, when this six-game suspension finally plays itself out, if it doesn't happen during Week 16 when the Seahawks go there, can Seattle sue the Fifth Circuit? Can they sue the NFL, Roger Goodell, Jerry Jones, or even Roger Staubach?
You don't want to sue anybody. You just want to get a delay. You want to delay this for a couple of weeks so that your team gets a break when you have to play against Ezekiel Elliott.
You know what's funny, gentlemen, is that I was just dealing with an arbitration where the guy on the other side who was a lawyer wanted to sue the L.A. County Bar Association in itself for a breach of contract or something like that. I mean, it was just simply ridiculous. So Ron, you're right there with a couple of guys that I deal with on a regular basis. They'll sue anybody for anything.
Did you tell them to move to Florida? They can't touch you?
I'll go tell my dad. He's got the largest Undertaker on the Eastern Seaboard ready to sponsor you guys.
Nice! Good.
Undertaker.
That's good. As soon as we go national, we'll give you a call. Drew
Sherman, the strip club signs up.
From the Adley Law Group here in town. Thanks very much, Drew. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Drew.
Thanks, gentlemen.
Good
Bye.
Stuff. Go Raiders. All right, that's going to do it for our show. So we should toss some tickets out the window before we go, shall we?
Yeah, toss some more tickets out the window and toss some points as well, too. If you want to see 107 points with Oregon taking on UCLA, I can't tell you who's going to win, but I can tell you it's going to be 53-54. Go ahead and you be the 107th caller right now to 800-955-KLOS. UCLA versus Oregon. It's at the Rose Bowl October 21st, which is next Saturday. Honestly, it's not going to be 107 callers. We'll just call until we're tired and pick up the phone and call you a winner.
That means Rob would probably get about the fifth caller.
Yeah, about the fifth caller. Yeah. I'm snoozing already.
Dial anyway, though, because someone's got to win. Breakfast with the Beatles, our friend Chris Carter, is coming at you next right here on 95.5 KLOS.